Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Hey, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you listening to the show today and hopefully your day's going well, or maybe it's afternoon wherever you are, or evening even. But whatever it is, I hope it's going well. I've been having a good day so far, and I continue to believe that my day will get better and better, and your day will get better and better too. Just we gotta just manifest it, and sometimes we just gotta believe it. And usually I say, see it, or believe it, get it, and that's what we have to do. And all the time, spirit is good. So spirit's good all the time. Let's go ahead and give you my website address in case you want to set up a full reading with me. You can do that by going to this website, www.insightswithmichael.com. Right now, readings are on sale. They will be on sale until the end of this year. And so they will go up January 1st. Excuse me. And we will be doing that as we go into 2014. So, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take your calls. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would just help me move completely and absolutely positively out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Father, Mother, God, I ask you to touch my throat. It seems to me a little scratchy this morning, and so I ask you to help me with that this morning. And I ask that you would be with all my listeners right now, whatever needs they have, that you would meet those needs physically, spiritually, emotionally. Father, Mother, God, that you would touch them. Father, Mother, God, let us count our blessings every single moment, every single second of the day. Let us remember the things that you are doing for us, and let us remember the things you have done for us already. You know, a lot of times we forget where we've been and what you brought us through. And so let us remember that sometimes when we have those difficult situations in our lives that we all face. As human beings, we all go through difficulties and challenges. And just remind us of your love and your power and your strength when we need it the most. All right? And surround us all right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and pull a couple of cards for the show today from my Healing with the Angel deck. And so let's go ahead and pull a couple of cards. The first card I pulled for the show is the Power card. And I really feel like that Spirit's calling us to step into our power. A lot of times we give our power to other people, other situations. And so what I really feel like that Spirit's calling us to do is to step into a place of power and a place of strength. And also the next card is the Body Care card. So really pay attention as we go into winter. You know, a lot of times we can pick up colds very easily. Drink plenty of fluids, be sure your immune system's up and running good. And then the next card is the Dream card. And follow your dreams and never give up on your dreams. Your mind would like for you to give up, but we never, ever, ever give up, right? Never, ever. All right. So let's go ahead and give you the call-in number again. It's 347-327-9316. And let's go ahead and say good morning to Jill. Hi. Hello. I know you're there.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, you're there. Hi. How can I help you today?
Okay. I'm okay. If you have a message for me, you give great messages.
Okay. Let's go ahead and pull some cards for you today, and let's see what Spiro has to say to you, okay?
Thank you.
Let's shuffle. No problem. I appreciate you calling in. Let me go ahead and shuffle the deck here for a little bit.
Well, I appreciate you helping all of us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Let me go ahead and maybe it would help if I moved closer to my desk. Felt like I was 100 miles away from my desk. So there you go. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. I love this card when it pops up in a reading. It's the miracle card. And definitely just believe that a lot of things are about to change for you. As you go into 2014, I really feel like that's going to be your miracle year, that a lot of things are going to start evening out, calming down. I feel like your emotions have been a little bit wacky, off and
yeah.
on. And so I really feel like that's coming to an end. I feel like you're going to struggle with that. You know, as you go through the rest of December, I feel like you're going to have, you know, these ups and downs with your emotions as you go into December here. But as you go out of December into a brand new year, I really feel a lot of miracles popping into play for you. Now, are you in a relationship at the moment or thinking about a relationship?
I'm not in one,
okay,
but
no.
I mean, that would be nice.
Well, the reason I'm asking you that is I have a soulmate card in front of me. And so
okay.
a lot of times our soulmates can be, you know, romantic relationships or they could be friendships. But I really feel like that as you go into 2014, it looks like about late spring, early summer, somebody coming into play here that could be that soulmate for you, could be that romantic
okay.
Relationship. As you go into the summer of 2014. Let me pull one more card for you. And the blessing card pops in here. And like I said, 2014 is going to be full of blessings for you. The only concern that I have for you, Jill, is I keep focusing on your health. And so, you know, you might pay attention to your health. Have you been feeling okay?
Yeah, I just feel a little stressed. Which I'm sure is affecting other things.
Yeah, have you been really tired? Do you just have like a tired feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. You might just keep an eye on that. You know, I don't see anything serious. Also, the weather, you know, can affect a lot of people in different ways. But I don't see anything really serious that I'm concerned about at the moment. Okay.
Thank you. You always make me feel better.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Glad I could help. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Doreen. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Yes, Michael. Thank you. You said it right.
Okay. Well, sometimes I don't always get names right, but I try. How can I help?
I'm just wondering, I'm having like a spiritual awakening and
okay.
I've been, you know, trying to figure out like how to get from point A to point B without having, like, I don't have a lot of money for resources right now. So I'm just like really concerned,
uh-huh.
you know, because I think I'm being called to help people to be like some kind of, like do something in healing or something. But I mean, everything costs so
right.
much as it, like, in regard to classes and everything, so that's a little scary.
That's the thing with any, you know, metaphysical training of any sort, it can get a little costly, you know, a lot of people. You know, that's one thing I try to do very much on my end of life. I try to keep my prices as reasonable as possible because, you know, people need training, people need help. And stuff like that. So, you know, we do all need to work together to try to keep those prices as low as possible to help as many people as
right.
we can. But the one thing that I would tell you that could help you without costing you a lot of money is meditation, really working with your spirit guide. Do you know who your spirit guide is? Do you know what a spirit guide is?
I think so. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you know, work with your spirit guide. I always ask because some people do know what a spirit guide is, and then some other people
yes.
don't. So,
yes. uh-huh.
so I always ask. But, you know, work with your spirit guide on that. And also, you're doing really well. You know, I didn't really take any classes myself. You know,
okay.
Spirit gave me the gift. And so, you know, there's some really good books out there that are inexpensive that could help you.
Okay.
You know, on psychic development and stuff like that. But where I would lean for you is I would lean towards Reiki, healing, stuff like that. And you can get books on that. And there's also, I don't know, I'll have to look that up and put that on my website as a link, but I think there's a free online Reiki course that you can take as well that could help you with that. You might look that up online. Because I did one paid and I did one free. And so and so you might want to look that up, and that will help you. There are some free resources, you just have to look for them, stuff like that.
Right.
And like I said, I can help you in any way I can, you know, by just visiting my website and, you know, set up a reading with me, and we can look at things a little deeper than we could, you know, while I'm talking to you right now. But I would really see a Reiki for you would be a really good thing to get started in.
Okay. Is it possible to pull a card for me as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let me go ahead and pull a couple cards for you. I love pulling cards for people. Oh, no problem. I'm getting back to basics. You know, I think that a lot of times we lose our way a little bit. So I'm using my very first deck of cards I ever had. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, the spiritual growth card pops in here. So you definitely, as you go into 2014, I really feel like 2014 is going to be that year that you really come into you, really come into who you really truly are. And with that card popping up, definitely tell me that. You know, we talked about your spirit guide. I got the listening card. You know, really listen right now to your angels. Really listen to your spirit guide right now. You know, spend that time in meditation or just that quiet time. And stand in the truth and integrity who you really are. And, you know, don't get wavered by other people's opinions or things like that.
Right.
Just, you know, stick true to yourself. And as you do so, the next card is the abundance card. And as you do so, you're going to have that abundance. And I really feel like that, you know, this is your calling to really help people. And I really feel like that you know that. So you just got to step into that. Don't let the fear and the doubt. But, you know, yeah, if you go look on the internet and you look for, you know, metaphysical resources and stuff like that, you know, yeah, there's some crazy prices out there. So, you know, and if you're like me, you're on a limited income. And so, you know, but like I said, there's a lot of free resources out there. That can help you. So you just have to look for them, okay?
Well, that's great. I just feel like presently there are people in my life, and I'm just, like, sort of, like, getting away from them because they don't have the right energy.
Right. Yeah, that's happening with a lot of people right now. You know, you're radiating on a higher vibration, and this is happening with a lot of people. You know, I've talked to couples that have been married for 25 years or 30 years, and now they're moving away from each other. You know what I'm saying? And so what's happening here is we are vibrating on a higher vibration, and either those people can't vibrate with us, and so they move away from us, or we move away from them. That's what's happening with a lot of people right now, and that's the process that you're going through right now. So don't feel bad about that. If you have to cut some people off
I don't feel bad. Yeah. I just feel like I have a friend personally, and she's very depressing, and I feel like her depressed energy sort of like enters me at times, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So
you need to shield yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do any psychic protection? That is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I especially when I'm around her. I would be sure that you have all your protection in place. I mean, I don't think she's doing it on purpose. That's just who she is right now. You know, she's just really depressed and stuff like that. So but that does affect you because you're very sensitive. So what I would do is be sure that you have all those protection and all that stuff in place when you're around her, okay?
Okay, thank you so very much. God bless you, Michael, for helping everyone.
You're welcome. Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here to do. So, all right, I appreciate you. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Glad I could
help. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. I can't complain.
Good.
I'm doing good.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold here. How about you? Yeah. Are you guys cold?
It is cold, yes. I think it's cold everywhere right now, so
yeah.
It's cold. Yeah.
I'm just,
have you got any snow or anything up there?
No.
Okay.
Not too much snow in Seattle, just in the mountains.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's just cold. All right. You'll get through it. How can I help? Do you have any questions or?
Yeah. I'm trying to find a job before I move. Do you see that happening, or do you see me moving and then finding a job?
I feel like that you're going to move first and then find a job.
Okay,
that's what I'm
I
picking up.
Be...
Yeah, I don't feel like that you'd be without work for very long.
Good.
But I'm picking up that you're going to move first and then have that job pop into your path. So let me go ahead and pull some cards on this really quick to be sure that I'm on the right track. Sometimes I'm on the right track, and sometimes the cards will show me something else. Signs right now, your brother's definitely working with you right now. So I would pay attention. He's telling me that he's showing you little signs that he's around you. So just pay attention to those moments with that. Does that make any sense to you? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard some strange noises this morning.
Yeah, that's definitely him. So I would just continue to listen and continue to be open to that. And you got divine guidance right now. I know that, you know, moving without a job is a little scary for you. But I know that also Spirit's going to take care of you. So that's one thing we got to trust and one thing we got to depend on. So you got the divine guidance. And the next thing is, you know, study card pops in here. And I think what that means is just, you know, that you're capable of doing any job. So what I would do is just not put myself in a box. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, we do one thing all the time. And we can easily get stuck on that. It's stuck, you know, like for years I did janitorial work. So when I look for work, that's what I look for. But the thing is, so what Spirit's doing here is wanting you to look outside the box. So be open to any job. Be open to a new possibility, because I feel like something new is coming into your path. But nothing that you can't handle, okay? So, and you're at a place where you want new. You've been stagnated for a few years. You know, I've known you for a while now, and so it feels like the energy has been stagnated. But the one really cool thing in the last year with you, Holly, the one thing I've heard in your voice and when you talk to me is I can feel the spiritual growth in you. So you might not see it, but I can hear it. And you seem a lot more happier. You seem more balanced, and that's a good thing. And that's one thing that I see for you as you go into 2014. I see that continuing. And relationship getting deeper and deeper and deeper and growing into a more solid foundation for you. Okay?
A different relationship, right?
Are you in a relationship now? I thought you're in a relationship.
I am, but I'm moving.
Oh, moving into something different? Okay. All right.
I think he's doing drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need a different relationship then. So, yeah, that could be what I'm seeing as something new popping in. Yeah, because you don't want to get caught up in that kind of lifestyle. I mean, it's really hard. So.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a good day?
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Thank you, Holly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Glad I could help. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose. Before we do that, let me give you the call-in number, 347-327-9316. Let me give you my website address in case you want to set up a full reading with me. Prices are on sale right now. Till the end of December, they will go up in 2014. I can't believe we're staying in 2014. It's right around the corner. So those will go up, so you can set them up now. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Let's say hi to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Good morning, Michael. Will you please just give me a message?
Okay. Yeah. First of all, the message for today, Rose, is calm down. So that's what they're saying.
Hey, I'm way better than Monday.
Yeah, and you are getting better. Yeah, they're saying you're getting better, but the main thing is just breathe and realize that Spirit is in charge of the situation, working this out for you. Definitely see a break on this. You should by the end of the week, which is tomorrow, actually. I've lost track of days. I know. I lost track of days. I was like, wow, we're at the end of the week already? And so something good is happening tomorrow. I don't know what that is, but something good. So this could be a job opening up for you or, you know, this other thing being resolved that you've been going through this week. But something good on Friday because...
Thank God. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a job is opening up because I see you working next week.
Got it, also, Michael.
Yeah, we just gotta hang in there and believe it. Let me go ahead and pull some cards on this, okay? Let me go ahead and pull some cards. Oh, no problem. This is a good card. I got the abundance card, and I believe what it's talking about here, Rose, is financials. I still feel like there's still going to be a little bit of struggle in December here financially for you. January could still be a little shaky, a little bit iffy. But as you go into February, it definitely looks like that there's a change financially for you. Because Spirit knows where you are right now. I know that sometimes you don't feel that or you don't believe that. Sometimes, you know, when we're in the midst of the storm, it's really easy to lose track of that. But the one thing that I will tell you, 2014 looks like a good financial year for you. And also it looks like a different vehicle for you coming up as well, down the line here. As you go into 2014, I see you in a different vehicle, a lot better vehicle where it's not taking a lot of your money and stuff like that. So that's a good thing. The one thing that you need around you is a support system. The one thing that you feel a lot, like a lot of us, when we're in the middle of the storm, you feel like you're in there by yourself. And so the one thing that Spirit's stepping in here wanting you to know today is that there is support around you. You might not see them, but they're around you. Your ancestors, you know, spirit guide, angels, they're all working on your behalf. But they understand your frustration, and you know they're not judging you for it. They understand that, but they are working for you, and they want you to know that. Okay. The next thing, meditation, really just quieting your mind. Your mind right now has got a lot of control over you. So what you need to do is go into center, and how you do that is by meditation and by quieting yourself down. And, I mean, you've been through a lot of stuff. I mean, I know you on a personal level, so I know a lot of your stuff going on with you. But, you know, you're going through a lot of stuff right now, but Spirit wants you to know that things are working out. And then the very last card, I love this card as well, and it's the miracle card. So there is a miracle coming. You just got to be patient. Don't give up, because a lot of times we give up right as our miracle is manifesting itself. So don't give up, okay? Because there is something breaking, and I'm feeling like it's breaking either later this evening or tomorrow. It could be as early as today. Something is getting ready to pop. Yeah. So you just got to keep believing and keep manifesting it, Rose. It's the only thing I can tell you. You know, hey, you know me, and sometimes I have those good days and I have those bad days, and you know we all have those. So just hang in there. There is a miracle coming. I got a miracle card in front of me that tells me that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. I hope I helped, and I'm glad you called. And I'm glad for your help today.
You did have a good day.
Too. All right.
Anytime.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Exodus. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I can't believe I'm calling about this again, but I had a job offer. Actually, I had two job offers, one that I'll probably end up making my final decision tomorrow on. And yesterday I went for an interview, and it was all promising until the gal introduced me to the executive director of the facility. And then there were some roadblocks put up once again. And this is truly what I want to do. I want to be a hairdresser in an assisted living facility. The other position that I was offered is just in a regular hair salon. And I feel like my calling is to help, you know, elderly people that, you know, are, they're failing. Their health is failing. And I feel
right.
like I can just, you know, minister to them by making them feel better. Right. So that's my true calling. I mean, I really want to do that. But it seems like every time
yeah.
I get an offer or a job, there's always a roadblock put up and or something happens. Like the last time I got hired, I trained for a week, and then the lady told me that they weren't going to be busy enough to hire me. And now this. So I don't know what's going on. I'm supposed to hear back sometime today or tomorrow. So what do you see?
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this. I agree with you. I agree that your calling is to help, you know, with the elderly, and that's a great thing that you feel that as well, because I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that need encouragement, you know, because you know, those kind of places can be very lonely for people, and so, but that is definitely your calling. Why there's a roadblock every single time, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I feel like that you will get this position. I really do feel that. So you should hear something by the end of the week on this. And it should be a positive thing. Let me go ahead and look at the cards really quick here as well, just to be sure that we're still on the same track. Let me see if the cards have anything else to say about this. Yeah, because I got the new love card, but I feel like for you, that card would be representing, you know, the love that you have for elderly people and moving in that direction. And then just surrender and release this to spirit. You know, don't fret about this. You know, just ask your angels, you know, why there's been a block. I feel like the block has been there because of the divine timing wasn't right. You know, I believe that everything has divine timing. I believe that everything has a purpose and a reason. And that's how I live my life. And just watch for the signs that Spirit's been trying to show you about this. But I'm saying that there's a positive response tomorrow, and you should be working there and should helping people. And I don't see any hiccups that I'm concerned about at this point.
Do you see me making a good living? I mean, I need to be able to provide for my family too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you need some money. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think everybody does right now. But yeah, I see that. I see that being profitable, yes.
Okay, Michael. Well, thank you so much for your encouragement as usual, and I will call and let you know how this turns out.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you. You have a great day. The one thing that I would do today is I would manifest this. I would definitely see myself go in there and doing the job. And also the other thing that Spirit's telling me really quick before I let you go is, you know, also get that number in your head that you need every month to provide for you and your family. So see what, because a lot of times we don't do that. We ask, but we don't ask big enough, or we don't ask what we really need. And so what I would do here is get a number that you need every month that you and your family could live comfortably.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think that a lot of us do that. We, you know, we ask, but I think that sometimes we limit Spirit, You know, we say, well, spirit can do this, but then we go, well, I'm not really so sure, you know. And then a little bit of doubt comes in, and you know, and like I was talking about earlier, you know, a lot of times when we're in the midst of the storm, and a lot of us are in the midst of the storm right now, you know, it's really easy to lose sight of the goal. You know, there's a lighthouse. Okay, I'm going to tell a little story. You know, lighthouses are built, you know, back in the day to help guide, and they're still around today, to help guide the ships where when they come in, it's foggy and it's dark and they can't really see. And so, you know, they don't want to run into a cliff or they don't want to run into rocks or, you know, ground their ships on the, you know, on the sands there. So they watch for that light, you know, and then they let that light guide them. And so long, short story here is we need to listen to the light within us and listen to the small, still voice inside of us that guides and directs us and tries to keep us away from those rocks and those cliffs of our lives. And we just need to guide that more. I'm going to be quiet for just a second because Spirit's telling me to be quiet for a second. So we're going to be quiet for just a second. Okay. The one thing that's happening right now, there's a winter storm that is hitting a lot of people right now. And let's just keep in mind when we're in our prayer time or meditation time, whatever you want to call that, remember the people being affected by the storm. I was dumping a lot of snow on a lot of places right now, and so let's just remember those people and to keep everybody safe. And if you're being affected by this storm, you know, be safe and be careful, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to 510. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How can I help you?
Hey, I have been looking for employment for a while. I am doing some part-time work out of my home, but I really would like to get a rewarding employment position, and I'd like to know if you see anything happening with the holidays.
Okay. Now, as far as I feel like the part-time stuff is going to be here for the rest of this year. I don't see a full-time position opening up, you know, for this year because we're at the end, almost at the end of the year already. Time just flies nowadays. It felt like, you know, we just had Christmas to me, but I don't know. That's just me. But I do see something opening up for you right as you go into 2014. It looks like that first week in January, something should be opening full time. That's going to be more rewarding to you. Also going to be very financially secure with this job as well. And also it's a job that also has some benefits with it, which is good too. Because a lot of times, you know, more days, you know, a lot of companies have done away with full-time positions so they don't have to pay for the benefits and all that other stuff. But I do see a full-time job for you. It looks like that first week in January.
Michael, how do you see me connecting with that position? Do you feel I will find it through the Internet or through some other means?
I feel like that somebody's going to approach you, you know, about it, but also the Internet's a good resource as well. But I feel like that somebody's going to bring this to you, like somebody's going to tell you about it. That's what I keep feeling, what I keep seeing. Let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards on this really quick on this, and let's see what Spirit has to say. The Guardian Angel card pops in here, and, you know, going to guide you and direct you to this job. So and this job's also going to bring a lot of healing to you, emotional healing. Going to give you more of a purpose. I mean, you like doing the part-time job, but it's not fulfilling. It's not what you really want to do. And so, but I feel like that this position is going to be more something that's going to give you more peace of mind and stuff like that. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I was looking for, a position that had purpose and meaning. So thank you so very much.
I had an attention card in front of me also with your cards, and keep putting out the intent out there of what you want this job to be and what you want this job to lead you to, because I feel like this job is going to lead you to another position or something down the road. So I don't feel like that this is it, but I feel like that this is something that's going to get you in that main to get you to the other position down the line. But this is a full-time job that's opening up for you. Okay?
Oh, thanks, Michael. Thank you, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Everybody got quiet, didn't we? I don't know. The Spirit just keeps wanting me to be quiet for a little bit here and there, and it's okay, I guess. You know, just to follow Spirit and flow with Spirit. You know, I think that's one thing that Spirit's really trying to teach us how to do better, is how just to flow. I remember one time I went swimming in a creek, and, you know, I got into the flow of the creek, you know, just following the water, and I was just floating on an inner tube, I think, and, you know, just getting into the flow and stuff like that. I think a lot of times we're worrying about stuff that a lot of times not's going to happen, and I think that Spirit just wants to bring us into a place of peace and serenity and things like that. So let's go ahead and talk to Yvonne. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, I'm concerned. I'm just really concerned about am I ever going to get pregnant, because I've been trying, but I'm not, nothing's happening. So do you see around what age I'll be, or?
Okay, let's look at this really close. Yeah, you know, this is a concern of yours. Spirit understands that, and you know, you want a baby, you want a family. Spirit understands all this. Could you say your first name out loud for me, please, again?
Yvonne,
okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I feel like there's going to be a pregnancy next year. I would say about March, where you should know that you're pregnant. You should, but I definitely see a baby coming. So there should be some signs of that, like I said, about March.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
I feel a girl energy. It was very interesting, though. I will tell you what was very interesting. I saw girl and boy. Do twins run in your family? Do you have that in the family?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a possibility, I'm not going to go out on a huge limb here, but there's a possibility, because I got girl-boy when you asked about sex. It could be twins, because I got a girl, then I have a boy. And so it could be a girl-boy energy that's coming to you. That's a very high possibility.
Do you know about the father, when I'm going to meet him?
Should be coming into play here pretty quick. I would say looks about January.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And don't give up on that idea, and don't get frustrated. I can hear a lot of frustration with you. And so, you know, don't go into that place of frustration. It doesn't do you any good. It just makes you more frustrated. I've learned that the hard way. So, you know, when things are not moving exactly according to our plans, you know, as humans, we go into that place of frustration and that place of man, you know, nothing's moving, nothing's changing. And, you know, you've been, you know, like you said, you've been trying for a while here, and and you want that, you know, you want that to happen, and I believe it will. So you just keep on hanging in there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. I keep getting stopped after every call now. The one thing that I would tell you is, you know, as we get ready to go into 2014, let's just talk about 2014 really quick here. As we go into 2014, you know, I really feel like 2014 is going to be a very strong spiritual year for a lot of us. And so what we need to do now to prepare for that, you know, is be sure that we're not carrying a lot of baggage into 2014. I really feel like the Spirit, you know, here in December, you know, is calling a lot of us to really do some self-examination, really look at ourselves, and not carrying some of our garbage and stuff into 2014. And so really look at that as a spiritual being. You know, really look at, okay, I don't really want to carry that on with me. I want to get rid of it. And so release and surrender it to the Spirit within you. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to 111. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question in regards to employment. Currently, I'm receiving unemployment. My recent temp assignment ended back in October. Do you see me at least being offered? Do you see a job offer by the new year, or do you see it after?
I would say before. I'm seeing before. I would say I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm not going to say next week, but I'm going to say the following week. So 2 weeks from now, there should be an offer. That could be sooner. I'm hoping that it's sooner, but I feel more comfortable saying in a couple weeks here.
Okay, that sounds excellent because I've been getting my resume out, but I kind of did a small hiatus. But starting today, I'm going to start getting my resume everywhere.
Yeah, you need to get your resume out there. And you might have somebody tweak that a little bit. I feel like you might want to look over your resume, be sure that it's, you know, in order and everything. Because a lot of businesses really look at those things. You know, you just might want to, you know, tweak it, look at it a little bit. I would say in about a couple of weeks here.
Okay, so you know what? I will tweak it again. That sounds fine.
Okay.
I guess one more thing. I wanted to actually try to look for two jobs. Of course a permanent job, but do you see another part-time job coming up or another overnight full-time job?
I see, could be a part. No, I see like a full-time job. Yeah.
An overnight full-time job.
Full-time.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I was asking, do you see like another overnight full-time job? I don't mind. Right now I'm single, okay? So I don't have any obligations.
Right.
So I need to definitely work. You know, I don't mind working. I don't mind a full-time job. And then I'm thinking about taking another part-time job, a second job. It could be full-time, but long as it's overnight or, you know, weekends, I don't care.
Yeah, I feel like a part-time job would be something else that would be popping into play. But also the other thing that Spirit doesn't want you to do is doesn't want you to get so much involved with all these jobs that you don't have time to have a social life or, you know, other opportunities to pop into your field here. So don't wrap yourself up too much with work. You gotta have some time for yourself and have some fun. So you have a good day.
Thank you, and I'll call you in a few weeks to give you an update, okay?
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Have a great one. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Brittany. In a minute we will. Hi.
Hi, Michael, how are you? Thank you.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Well, really simple. I'm calling because I started seeing this new guy just recently, and we have a connection, and I wanted to know what you see around the energy of this connection.
Okay. I feel positive about it. I will tell you that. And to begin with, I feel like a very positive connection. I also feel like that this is also a past life reconnection here. I feel like in a past life you guys were connected somehow. I don't know exactly how. I don't know. I don't think it was like a romantic thing, but I feel like there is a reconnection here. So, but, you know, as far as the relationship moving forward, I do definitely see that as you go into 2014. So, okay?
Okay. What is he thinking and feeling about this?
Is he moving pretty slow on this? Because I feel like there's somebody that just is not communicating very well. Is that him or is...
Yeah, I think he's moving really slow, and I don't know why.
I will tell you, I feel like that he's been hurt in a past relationship, and so he just wants to move slow. So I would move slow with him if you want to keep him, because if you try to escalate things and move them faster than he wants to go, I really feel like that he would bolt and run. And then you would lose this because there is something special that's happening in this relationship, but it is going to be slow because, like I said, I feel like that he's been hurt, and so he wants to be really sure before he moves, you know, forward on this. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so
All
much,
right.
Michael. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to stop for just a second. I feel like I have a spirit here that I'm going to try to connect with anybody. So even if you've already called in and you've already talked to me, please listen and what I'm about to tell you. And if this is making sense to you, please call in at 347-327-9316. It might be somebody that's already on the switchboard, but in case you're not on the switchboard and you've already called in, you can call in again. Okay. My chest is really tight. It feels like, this is a male, it feels like something sitting on my chest, I hate to be graphic and go into a lot of detail here. But it feels like concrete it's concrete. There's a concrete part of a building or something laying on my chest. If this is making sense to you, please call me, 347-327-9316. Mel would have been, looks like, late 20s, past about 27. I was given the age range on this. 27 to maybe 37, so a range age right there. So this is making sense to you. It feels like something sitting on my chest. So, all right, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Well, I think you picked the right number.
Hi.
I am feeling very stuck, and talking about something sitting on your chest, I feel it more in my midsection, my upper stomach, but
yep.
Just,
okay.
I don't know if it's entities, I don't know what it is, man, but everything is just
okay.
Stuck, and it feels a little negative. I don't feel joy.
Yeah. Because is there like a tightness? Because the more I talk to you, Dave, the more my chest is tightening. So this could be you. And I'm going to look at this really close. Because this could be, you know, an attachment. This could be a spirit. And I will tell you that I'm picking up that it possibly is. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I'm going to look around your energy field. I'm going to be really sure on this. But my first guess at this is there is something that's affecting you, something holding you back. Okay? So I'm going to look at this really close with you, okay? If that's all right with you.
Okay.
So
absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. This is not going to take very long because Now, has this been going on for a while? Because I feel like this has just been going on for a little bit. Looks like about the last 6 months that you've been going on this downward spiral. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, Michael, I'm a rather large entity, you know? And
okay. All right.
I live a subdued life, and, you know, I'm having a realization of kind of what goes on with this planet with entities, and I've had them cleared out, and then about 3 weeks ago, it started, and then 2 days ago, my daughter got up, and she went, I took her to school, and she called her mom at school and had her to come and get her, and I realized through her that sometimes I can see things through her that she knew something was up, you know? And so, yeah, when this, all I can know, I always feel it in my midsection when something comes upon me. And it feels a little bit discouraging when you realize that
right.
most of our problems are entities, that
right.
it's like,
yeah.
Well, it's like, oh, shit, I thought I got rid of you. And here, it's a constant
right.
effort.
Right, yeah.
So I'm feeling the downness that you probably feel. That's the downness I feel.
Right. Yeah, let me. Have you brought anything into your home in the last 3 weeks? Like any, like antique,
I brought a female into my house.
All right, and okay, yeah. There's definitely an attachment with you. I don't feel like it's as strong as it's trying to make itself to be. I think it's trying to make you believe that it's stronger than the spirit within you. But the spirit within you is stronger than it is. So I would just tell it to go away. And if that doesn't work, please go to my website and contact me, and you know, we'll talk more about it. I would try just telling it to go away and see if that works. You also need to be smudged. Do you know what that is? It's like
yes.
a smudge stick. Okay.
I'll do it right now. I've got it for the last three
yeah.
days.
Okay, I would try it again. And then if you have a white candle around your house, I would light that and see if that helps. But it's in your house. It does attach to you, but it also affects the house. You might just pay attention to that, okay?
Gotcha.
And if you have any other issues or anything like that, just contact me through the website with the contact.
Well, I have a question, and this might help others also. I live in an apartment, which is the first time that I've lived in an apartment.
Right.
Is there a different way that I – how do I seal my apartment from the downstairs? I had somebody move in downstairs in the last couple of weeks too.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good question. Just white light your house and what I do. I've lived in apartments before, and I do this in any property that I move into. The very first thing I do is I usually smudge the property, and then what I do is I go put my hands on the doorways that come into my house and say that no dark energy can come in, and I do that with my windows, with anything that's like that. And what I would do is also, since this is downstairs, what I would do is also send the energy and put a seal, a white light seal between you and any apartment that could be affecting you. That's what I've done when I've lived in apartments, and I've lived in a lot of apartments. So.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No problem. Hopefully that helps you. I appreciate calling in. All right, bye-bye. All right, and let's go ahead and we'll wait for Rose to get done doing the next call. And while I'm doing that, I'm still focused on Dave. Dave, if you're still listening to the program, hopefully you are. The other thing that I would do is you know, anytime somebody comes around you, just be sure you're white lighted and stuff like that, because you're like a sponge. You pick up a lot of energy. You're like an energy sponge, and so I would really do that. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because, it's the last month of the year, and I wanted to know what energy, regarding Sean and I, we had a little... there's a situation, but we just wanted to know if it's going to clear up.
Okay. It might be me, but I'm having a really hard time hearing you. That's okay. It's just our connection. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it could have been my phone. I apologize for that. Asking is Sean and I, we had a little difficulty in the past few months. Is it clearing up for the new year?
Yeah, I feel like it will clear up in the new year. I feel like you guys will still have some difficulties here in December. But as you go into, it looks like as you go into 2014, I really feel like that those difficulties that you guys have been having will clear up. And I just feel like that communication is not being clear enough. I think that there's a problem with communication sometimes, you know, maybe not listening to the other or something like that. I just feel like communication is the problem here. So
what do you mean? Miscommunication?
It just feels like there's not a lot of communication going on at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like that, you know, as you go into 2014, things should be clearing up with us. So hopefully that helps.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. And hold on for just a second. Ann, stay on the phone there. And I'm going to pull some cards for you really quick here. Spirit directed me to pull some cards for you. So just stay right there on the line. You know, I got a new love card that's popping in here. And like I said, you know, I feel like the relationship is a little stagnated at the moment. And so what I really feel like is as you go into 2014, I really feel like that spark will start happening more. So just keep doing that. And surrender and release it to Spirit. You know, just turn this over to Spirit to work it out the way that Spirit would want it to be to work out. But I definitely see a lot of changes. And watch for the little signs of improvement in this relationship, because I got the sign card popping in here as well. So hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in today. Let's go ahead and talk to Mary Lou. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
How can I help you?
I have a friend who seems to be leaving my life, and I was just wondering if they'll get through what they're working on or if our friendship is going to come back to life.
I feel like that, you know, right now, I feel like that there is going to be a separation here for right now. But I also feel like that Spirit will bring this back around. So I don't know exactly when this will happen. But, you know, I do feel like right now you guys are going to be separated. I just feel like the other person just has a lot of issues that they are working out and working through. And also the other thing, Mary Lou, is you're working on a higher vibration. So what's happening here is you guys are drifting apart right now. But that doesn't mean that this cannot come back and reconnect down the line somewhere. But I do feel like it will down the line. Where that is, I don't know at the moment.
Okay.
You know, it could be a year. It could be a couple of years. I don't know that.
Yeah, it's hard when you feel like you've done something to somebody and you know you haven't.
Yeah, that's just your mind trying to trip you up here. And I mean, yeah, that happens. I've had that happen with my own life. I've had people that's come into my life, and then you know they we just drift apart. And I don't know exactly why that happens a lot with us. You know, as we. Our spirituality, I think what happens is we just move up into a higher vibration, and a lot of times other people don't. And, you know, I don't understand why they don't do that. You know, that's their choices and their decisions. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm just trying not to have anxiety over it. I do.
Yeah, right, yeah. And you didn't do anything wrong. And your brain, I would just tell your brain to shut up and stop talking. Because you didn't do anything wrong. It's nothing to do with you. This person just has some things that they just have to work on. And a lot of times when we're working on a higher vibration, what happens is when we're around people that are not on the same vibration, it makes them uncomfortable. And so you haven't done anything wrong. You might have made them a little uncomfortable, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. All right?
You and I share a birthday, so I would assume you probably know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, right, yeah. And, you know, yeah, and I do. And I totally understand the situation. So, you know, just realize that you're not the problem, you know, so that's the main thing you got to keep telling yourself, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So I think we are done with calls, looks like. All right. So 347-327-9316 is a call number to the program if you would like to be a part of the program. At the moment, I do have open lines, which is very unusual. So it's 347-327-9316. You know, I feel like we're getting ready to close for today. But, you know, we're going to stay online for just a little bit longer. And, you know, one thing that I want to talk about is trust. You know, it's, you know, the one thing that I've learned in my own spiritual journey, it's really easy to trust spirit when everything's going good. You know, when our life is just that awesome thing, it's really easy to trust during that time. But what I've learned is we need to trust in all times. And, you know, when we have those rough moments, and we all have those rough moments, I have them, you have them, you know, let's just be real with each other. We all have those moments when we get a little frustrated, when we reach the point of going, okay, Spirit, what are you doing here? You know, what are you trying to teach me? What is going on here? And, you know, I'm glad that Dave called in today and mentioned, you know, entities, you know, different entities. You know, there's good energy and there's not so good energy. And, you know, we have to look at all areas of our lives in all situations and go, okay, is it my stuff? Is it somebody else's stuff? This is what I go through on a daily basis because I'm a psychic medium. And I'm a very sensitive person, too. And so I go, okay, is what I'm feeling my stuff or is it somebody else's stuff? You know, so, you know, as a sensitive, you know, we all have the struggle because a lot of you listen to this program are that. And so, you know, you're impasse. And so what you do is you have to go, okay, is this my stuff? Is it an entity trying to bother me? Is it this? You know, and go through a checklist, you know, and pay attention to what's going on in our lives. I really feel like that we're done, so I'm going to just be quiet for one more second and maybe be sure that we're done. And so, but I do appreciate everybody calling in today. We will be back on air. We'll see. What is today? Thursday? We won't be back on air, I don't think, until Saturday. We're going to try to be on air Saturday. I don't know exactly what time yet. We took off the Spiritual Talk Radio site where it did say time of the show and all that stuff, because for right now, I'm just going to let Spirit lead us. I'm going to go back to some basics and some things that I think we got away from, and a lot of that was my fault. So I think we just need to get back to basics, and we need to remember you know, Spirit in all things and all situations and stuff like that. So so the best way to follow me is to follow me, to click that follow button and follow the show, and that way you'll get reminders of when we are on. I will do my very best also to put it on Twitter early in the day when we're going to be on as well. So follow us over on Twitter. We do have a Twitter account. It's actually, what is the Twitter account? It's You Are Awakening over on Twitter. So, all right. All right. So you guys have a great day. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I promise. And like I said, I appreciate you guys listening. If you would like to make a donation to the program, you can do that by calling, not by calling us, by going to our website. The Spiritual Talk site, www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and you can make a donation over there if you would like to do that. We appreciate that. Rose, thank you so much for helping out today. Appreciate it. I know it's early where you are, but I appreciate you helping out. So you guys have a great day, and we're going to close out with this song, and we'll talk to you Saturday, sometime Saturday. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
You have to have a talk with God. Just let him know what's on your heart.
As I sit and try to figure out just why I see such trials,
I'm not afraid.